This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. There is cautious optimism in Israel and in Gaza. Following the announcement, Israel and Hamas have agreed on phase one of a U.S. peace plan. Israel's government still needs to approve the proposal. Phase one includes an immediate ceasefire, a partial withdrawal of Israeli troops in Gaza, and the release of all remaining hostages. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
The Israeli officials will certainly want this to be a seamless exchange. If you will recall, in one of the last prisoner release exchanges and hostage release, there was a big ceremony and some of the hostages were paraded through thousands of people. That is what the Israelis don't want to see again. It's our understanding that they have made that demand that on this next exchange.
President Trump says all remaining hostages could be released as early as Monday or Tuesday if the deal is finalized, and he signaled he may travel to the Middle East for the signing. This is ABC News. West Africa has been dealing with some severe weather recently, and that could explain what effect it may have on your Halloween plans, including that chocolate you hand out.
Prices for cocoa, the main ingredient in chocolate, have more than doubled from last year on account of heavy rainfall, but also severe droughts and crop disease across much of West Africa. That's according to the Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute, which says the region is seeing its largest supply deficit in 60 years. Chocolate manufacturers have been hiking prices all year, but Hershey's now says, despite that, it will not be raising the cost of its specially packaged Halloween candy. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Fall-like weather sweeping into the Northeast with a vengeance. Forecasters say a nor'easter storm could develop this weekend off the southeast coast, pushing its way up the Atlantic, and it could hit Maryland, the Jersey Shore, Philadelphia, New York City, all the way to New England. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay police have a man in custody after two men were stabbed last night on Green Bay's east side. Police say it happened last night near Dan's Park just before 5 p.m. When police got there, they say they found two Green Bay men with stab wounds. The men told them a suspect ran into the woods and had multiple weapons. Police called out the SWAT team and K-9 unit. They took a 77-year-old Green Bay man into custody just before 8 p.m. The roads in that area are back open now, but police are asking anyone with information to contact them. You can remain anonymous. A big name in country music just announced he's coming to Lambeau for a rare concert in the iconic stadium. Luke Combs broke the news. His new tour will make a stop at the home of the Green Bay Packers this coming May. Lambeau Field has hosted only four major concerts in nearly 15 years. Sir Paul McCartney played there in 2019. A few years earlier, it was Billy Joel, Kenny Chesney with Jason Aldean before that, and the Zac Brown Band played in 2011. They're the only performers to have graced the hallowed ground with a concert. A big reason for that? We're in Green Bay. Our stadium is primarily for football. The Packers limit other events on the field to keep it in top-notch condition for the number one priority, playing football. And that football is usually the talk of Titletown, but right now Brewers baseball is grabbing the headlines as the Brew Crew hopes to clinch the NLDS on their way to the World Series. By now, we've all heard the Cubs pulled out a win in Chicago last night, so no sweep for the Brewers. But Milwaukee still leads the series 2-1. That means they could still take their division with one more win, giving them the best 3 out of 5. Game 4 is tonight in Chicago. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, there will be a Game 4 tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive. On the brink of elimination, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. They know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. games, really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called. And John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A southerly breeze at highs in the mid-60s. Clouds will increase tonight as showers develop late. Lows in the upper 40s. Those showers move out Friday, turning mostly sunny with upper 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
WGBW. Round, round, get around. I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Find out what's going on around town with New Wisco Weekend, Sunday mornings from 8 until 9, right here on 97.9 WGBW.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Though they may is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, yeah, let it be, let it be, let it be, yeah, let it be. For there will be an answer. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be.
Talking about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff, 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM. I see a red door and I want it painted black. Them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads quickly look away, like a newborn baby. It just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts.
Green seagull turned a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. Dressed in their summer clothes.
It's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall.
On 97.9 WGBW, I'm Laura McKenna, and I have said this so many times, and maybe it's because my mom was a librarian, but I love the library. And it is not just children's books and story hours. That's what you might remember. But no, even as an adult, when you walk in, get yourself one of these event booklets at any of the branches, any of the local branches in the Brown County Library, and it is page after page. There's like 15 pages here of just tons of events, kids, adults, job seekers. Right now at the Howard branch of the library, of the Brown County Library, they're having the Brown County Job Fair. And that goes until 3 o'clock. If you're looking to start a new career, just one of the things that you can find at the library.
Tired of that golf channel day and night? Maybe it's time to get out there. Coldwater Canyon Golf Course at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. A traditional front nine and a link-style back nine. Perfect for a family outing or a stay-and-play package. And Chula has new thrills like the futuristic Rainbow Rapids Water Park Edition and dual zipline racing. Plus Wisconsin's number one rated steakhouse. All on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into Mass Appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to MassAppealWI.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41. Grab yourself a bowl of Booyah to help Hoo-Ah. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 11th from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m., you can come enjoy a bowl of Booyah or take it to go at Lenny's Tap as part of their fundraising efforts to help support Hoo-Ah, a group dedicated to helping out our American heroes with suicide prevention awareness and support for veterans. So get hungry and plan to buy many bowls of Booyah at Lenny's Tap on Saturday, October 11th. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
It's the Eco Minute powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Timeless hits on 97.9 at WGBW, but not until Pete Schwabba is done with his nightlight show. Then the lion can rest. At 6:35, a Milwaukee film critic joins the show. 7:20 has an illustrator and a cartoonist coming in. It is going to be a fun night with Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Cheers.
made your reservation, don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know. Conversation. Take the last train to Cottsville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. Don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay police have a man in custody after two men were stabbed last night on Green Bay's east side. Police say it happened near Dan's Park just before 5:30 p.m. When police got there, they say they found two Green Bay men with stab wounds. The men told them a suspect ran into the woods with multiple weapons. Police called out the SWAT team and canine unit. They took a 77-year-old Green Bay man into custody just before 8 p.m. The roads in that area are back open now, but police are asking anyone with information to contact them, and you can remain anonymous. A prominent Wisconsin Democrat recently announced he is not running for governor, opting instead to seek a third term as the state's top law enforcement official. Attorney General Josh Call announced he's running for re-election. Call said in an interview this week that he seriously considered running for governor, but was worried the job would take him away from his two sons, ages 8 and 11, and the state needs leaders willing to push back against President Donald Trump's administration. More than half a dozen Democrats have announced plans to run in the August primary. On the Republican side, there are two candidates running at this point. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A southerly breeze and highs in the mid-60s. Clouds will increase tonight as showers develop late. Lows in the upper 40s. Those showers move out Friday, turning mostly sunny with upper 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Found myself some way,
no time left for you.
Distant.
2 on local news and timeless hits. A 97.9 WGBW. No time like the present to download our Civic Media app for free.
And hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
GBW. All the world. jobs any minute now. You know, it's been a long, long overdue. Look out, cause it's coming right on. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bow and knife. Took away our native tongue. And taught their English to our young.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. Our Civic Media studios are located at the north end of Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. Beautiful studios. I think probably the nicest studios that I've ever worked in here in town. They're very, very nice. Right next door is Hagemeister Park. And I'm gonna leave the studios and then I'm gonna head over to Hagemeister because I have a wedding rehearsal to do there. And they have nice little party rooms at Hagemeister that you could have birthday parties or, you know, wedding rehearsals as well. So looking forward to a fun time with Mindy and Damien as we get ready for their wedding this weekend. I'm very, very excited for them and excited for some good food at Hagemeister.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway. And from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WGBW. I was out in the hallway and I saw Eric Westfall, and then I went back out and he's like disappeared. So he might be in the bathroom. I should go pound on the door like, Eric, your show has started. You're missing it. We still have a few minutes.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover. Tonight she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh.
Songs you know, information you want to know. 97.9 WGBW.
I the joke, but on me.
Local news, timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I started a joke. That's the Bee Gees. I was going to pull that joke on Eric and knock on the bathroom door. He wasn't in the bathroom either because the door was open. So I don't know. He will be here soon,
standing
though.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night, I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. Your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. Shame. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. High on a mountain above. High.